Now, boys and girls, we come today to the letter F, and I'm not going to ask you to read a verse for me today. In fact, I'm going to ask you to get up and say the verse without opening up your Bible at all, because when I come to the letter F today, we're coming to perhaps what is the greatest or the best known text in the whole of Scripture, in John 3 and verse 16. So who can get up and tell me what that verse? There's a boy, there's another boy, so that'll do two boys. We'll get a girl up too, but anyway, let's start over here. John 3:16, now 4. Thank you very much. Sometimes when you know the whole Bible, it's hard to get a verse here and a verse there. That's good. Thank you so much. Right? Somebody was over here. Here we are. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. You see, we don't really need to be looking it up sometimes. Sure we don't, because it's always good early in life, and it's good to learn the Word of God and to get some of these important verses from the Bible, not just into our minds, but boys and girls, it's good to get them into our hearts. And I think that this is one of the verses that we all know well. I'm sure that many of us this morning, not just the boys and girls, but the grown-ups as well, I'm sure that there are many of us who could have stood to our feet and quoted John 3:16 just like that. But you know, it's most important that we take a verse like this and get it transferred from up here in the head into the heart, so that we really know what it means and we really understand something of the love that God has for us. You see, the Bible tells us that God is love. And the greatest expression of the love that God has shown to us as sinners is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, who went one day to the cross at Calvary, because that's what the verse reminds us of. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross at Calvary to die in the sinner's place. Now listen to this. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God in love sent the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross. And the Lord Jesus Christ in love went to that cross and He laid down His life for sinners just like you and me. Why did He do that? Well, the Bible tells us that not only that God loved us, but the Son of God loved us and He gave Himself for us. Or more personally than that, the Bible says that the Son of God loved me. And He gave Himself for me. Now, boys and girls, that's a remarkable truth, isn't it? You see, the truth is that being born in sin and shapen in iniquity, to use what the Bible says, having been born in sin, you and I were totally unlovable. There was nothing good to be seen in us. We were sinners. There was nothing good to be said about us, because we were under the wrath of God, not only separated from Him, but we were going down a broad road that would one day lead us to destruction, lead us away from God for all of eternity into that awful place that the Bible calls hell. That's where we were. And that's what we were. And yet here's the good news, that despite what we were and what we had done, God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to save sinners just like us. And the only way we could be saved was not through His life, perfect though it was. We were saved through His death upon the cross. Because on the cross at Calvary, as the Lord Jesus Christ hangs between two thieves, the Lord Jesus Christ took your sin, and the Lord Jesus Christ took my sin. And the apostle reminds us that He bore it all away in His own body on that tree. That means our sins, all of them, can be dealt with. It means that God, a holy God who cannot look upon sin, is satisfied in that the Lord Jesus Christ has died the sinner's death. And it means that when you and I come, no matter what age we are, whether we're 5 or 50, if you and I come to the foot of that cross and we see that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for us and we trust him as our Savior, then this Bible says we shall have everlasting life. Can you imagine that? Just the other day the wife said to me, do you realize your birthday's coming up in a few weeks' time? I said, I can handle that. She says, do you know what age you are this year? Well, I can't handle that, but that's a different matter. But you see, that's life, isn't it? Life goes on and it does a circle, and you and I are born and we grow up and we get older and then we die. But you see, to die in Christ means everlasting life. To go home to heaven, to be with him who loved us and gave himself for us, and to be with him for the whole of eternity. Of course, the other side is, if we don't come to that cross, and we don't trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we die in our sins, then we'll be separated from him for the whole of eternity. Boys and girls, this is a great verse. It's a verse we all know well, but we can know it and we can quote it, but it's important that we understand the truth of it and that we know the Lord Jesus Christ personally as our Savior. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I hope you know the Lord Jesus Christ today, and if you don't, you need to trust him. You need to come to the cross. You need to tell him that you're a sinner, but you know that he loves you and died to save you, and just you take him today as your Savior, and your sins will all be forgiven. Heaven will be your home, and you'll be with Christ for the whole of eternity in heaven.